מסכת במציאה פרק ו' משנחת. המעבר חבס ממקום למקום הוא שוברה. בין שומר חינה, בין שומר סחר, יישבה. Somebody who is guarding a barrel, and he is transferring the barrel from place to place, and while he was transferring the barrel, it broke. He slipped and fell on the barrel, slipped out of his hand, and broke. Whether the person is a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, whether he's getting benefit for watching it or not, it doesn't make a difference. The din is that he has to take a shvua that he was not posher, that he was not at fault, and he would be puter from paying after he takes the shvua. Rabbi Eliezer, I marry zev zeh yishaver. Rabbi Eliezer said that I also heard that this is a din that whether he's a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar, he takes the shvua and it's pater. But I am perplexed why it is that they can take a shvua and be pater from paying. And since a shomer sachar is chayav for gneva or aveda, he is only pater if he was honest. He was totally not at fault. And here he was partly at fault, since he should have been more careful and he shouldn't have slipped up like that. So therefore, this is similar to Gneva or Aveda, and a Shomer Sachar should be Chayiv. And even a Shomer Chinam sometimes should be Chayiv. For example, if he slipped and fell when he was not walking on an incline, he would be totally at fault. And a Shomer Chinam is Chayiv for Pshia when he is totally at fault. And in that case, even a Shomer Chinam should be Chayiv. Now the Pshat in the Tanakhama who says that the Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar take the Shvua and his Pater is that even though there is somewhat of a Pshia over here and a Shomer Sachar should be Chayiv, but this is a Takana Chachamim. The Chachamim decreed that in such a case the Shomer should be Pater. The Chachamim felt that if we would be Mechayiv a Shomer to pay for breaking the object while he was transferring it, nobody would agree to guard something for his friend, so therefore they decreed that somebody who breaks the chabit while he is transferring it is putter from pay. Zachez Bamitziah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hasecher is a poalim, v'amar lahem, lahashkim u'lahariv. Makom shenog u'shalo lahashkim u'shalo lahariv. Einu rashai l'kaif. Somebody who hires laborers, and after he hires them, he tells them that he wants them to work longer hours than the usual. He wants them to start work earlier than usual or to end work later than usual. If the place where he hired them, the minig is, that laborers do not start work that early or do not end work that late, he cannot force them to work longer hours than the usual, since he did not make this up with them at the time that he hired them. As even if at the time he hired them he guaranteed them a much higher salary than usual, even so he cannot force them to work the longer hours than the minhag of the makom is. Makom shenagu lazon yazon lisapek b'metika yisapek hakol k'minhag hamedina. If in the place that he hired them the minhag is to feed the laborers, then he must do so. And if the minhag is in that place to give laborers sweets, then he must do that also. Everything goes by the minhag hamedina. This is coming to include if the minhag in that medina is that the laborers have a meal in his house before he sends them off to work, then he must provide them with this meal before they work. Now the Gemara said that the Mishnah is chisuri mechzor, it's missing a little bit, and it should say that if in a place where the minhag is to feed the laborers, the person makes up with the laborers at the time that he hires them that he's going to give them food, since he didn't have to make this up with them, since anyway he has to feed them. So obviously his intention is that he will give them a more substantial meal than the usual. And there was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthew that he told his son to go out and hire for us workers. Halach u'pazak lahem mizonos. The son went out, hired workers, and made up with them that he would feed them. When he returned to his father, Amar lo b'ni, his father told him, my son, afilu imata oisu lahem kesuda shlomo b'shaito lo yitzasa yidei chovascha imahen shehem b'nei Abraham Yitzchak v'Yakov. Even if you give them to eat the same as Shlomo used to provide when he made a suda Bishaito, during the time that he was a melech, as at a certain time Shlomo lost his machus, as the Gemara says in Gittin, still you would not have been Yosei your chov with them, as they are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, as since he made up with them to feed them, even though he didn't have to, that was a midah medina. So obviously, he was inferring that he would give them a very substantial meal. Ella actually aschilu b'malacha save emor lehem amenashe em lechem alai elapak b'kitnios bovad. Instead, before they start working, go out and tell them that I'm hiring you on the condition that I only have to feed you bread and beans. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer loha yitzarach loimar hakol k'minag amedina. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you do not have to make up with them that you're only giving them bread and beans, as everything goes by the minhag hamedina. If the minhag in that medina is that you do not provide your laborers with a substantial meal, then you do not have to tell them that you are giving them only pots and kidneys. Anyway, you don't have to give them more than that.